Facebook says by the end of September, it had removed more than 4.5 million pieces of content related to the Christchurch mosque attacks. And figures out today, it says 97% of the items were removed before any users reported them. Most were detected as soon as they were uploaded. And it says for the first time, though, it's decided to remove attack-related content on a global rather than country-specific basis. And the material it removed included non-graphic accounts from news organisations that would not normally be deemed in breach of Facebook's standards. No one from Facebook was available to be interviewed, but we can talk now to Internet New Zealand's engagement director, Andrew Cushion. Good morning, Andrew.
Kia ora.
Okay, let's start first with the amount of stuff removed. Is that a lot? 4.5 million pieces? It sounds a lot.
It is indeed a lot. And this shows the scale of the challenge that Facebook has been dealing with here.
And what, when it says they were pretty much removed as soon as uploaded, what does it mean by that?
This ability of Facebook's to share and propagate this information for effect. And these steps show how Facebook has learned and adapted and responded to that challenge to minimise the harm of sharing this content around the world.
Okay, are you surprised that they've gone further than just the graphic content, the obviously bad content, and encroached into news organisations?
Well, this shows that this attack really pushed Facebook's standards and rules and has forced them to think around a couple of corners the best way to minimise this harm. And this release today shows that that really did come into breach of some of their own standards and rules for how they do that, and they had to make some pretty extreme decisions about limiting news reporting and other uses of the platform. And that, for me, raises an interesting set of questions about how you support an organisation like Facebook to make decisions like that, and how rules like that should be applied around the world in order to make sure that we are doing the right thing and minimising harm and learning from an attack like this in the best way possible.
But this is what a lot of people have wanted, isn't it? They've argued that Facebook has sort of thrown its hands in the air and said we don't make editorial judgments and leave it up to the news organisations, but hasn't hasn't had the resources to do it. It is now doing it. This is what people wanted, for them to actually take that step.
You are dead right. There have been calls for Facebook to take exactly this responsibility, and in a very different sense in the last couple of weeks we've seen questions about Facebook's role in editing, reporting about political ads and how they're saying that they won't do that in the United States context. So look, this is almost two pieces of a puzzle here about how an organization like Facebook with a global reach, and that's important to so many people around the world for showing information, and how it does apply those rules, either to minimize harm or to influence democracies, and how we citizens and countries work with them in order to make sure that they continue to do the right thing.
Andrew Cushion, thank you very much. Internet New Zealand's engagement director. This will be an interesting issue to watch over coming weeks, months, years, no doubt.